In unstable times, trust in our stable, firm foundation of Jesus Christ. God will bring you safely home, my fellow believers. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." We live in unstable times. Think about it. Within one generation, kids and young adults today know lockdown drills, drug dogs, TSA, pat-downs, security lines, etc., as routine. We young adults still never know what to expect. Having flown a lot, I remember one incident that taught me a lot. After being in Washington, D.C. again, I once again felt eager to get back to my peaceful rural corner of Iowa. I let my guard down a bit. Hey, I prayed for a safe trip, but I just felt myself relaxing as I thought of home. But then an unstable individual started to harass me. Bizarre, bad, and so blindsiding. I will save you the details, but let me just say it in a nutshell. The TSA had to get involved and escort me off the plane. And guess what? The individual was on a list. Why had he been allowed to fly in the first place? I still don't know that. But thank God, all was well in the end. And I remain thankful to this day. God brought me safely home. That story may seem out of the blue, but I share it with a prayerful purpose. Sometimes, as we walk with the Lord, we expect smooth flying home to heaven. But then, something blindsides us. But it is not an indication of a change in God's character. He remains good, loving, kind, generous, and gracious beyond description. I run out of words. The temporary struggles of earth certainly can trigger unsettling feelings within us, like we talked about last week, about how to overcome anxiety. If you didn't get a chance to hear that message, you can hear that on the Praying Pals radio page on prayingpals.org. We have all kinds of past programs archived there. But anyway, the temporary struggles of earth can certainly trigger those unsettling feelings within us, fears and worries and anxieties. But again, we need to remember that feelings change. God doesn't. Your feelings do not have to rely on yourself or another individual. Your feelings do not have to dictate your life. Let faith and love through Christ be your guide. Through Christ, let Christ be your guide. Since He is faithful, He empowers us to be faithful and keeps us safe. He set His untouchable seal of the Holy Spirit on us when we came to know Christ as Savior and Lord. And if you haven't come to know Christ yet, I'll give you a chance to do that later. But right now, I want you to know, fellow believers, that we can be encouraged by the truth with a capital T. I'm going to read some very encouraging scriptures to get our minds on what is right. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Ephesians 1:13. In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, and as a result believed in Him, were stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, the one promised by Christ as owned and protected by God. That last part, owned and protected by God. Wow. Then we look at 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. These verses include about how He is so faithful. Just listen to this. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. And again, that was from 1 Corinthians 10:13. 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Just as our salvation completely relies on Jesus Christ, so must our safekeeping completely rely on Jesus Christ. When you are born again, you cannot be unborn again. 1 Peter 4:19 reminds us that we can entrust ourselves to our faithful Creator. I'll read that one as well. Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. So be encouraged. Be encouraged, my friends. You can still trust God. He is faithful. He loves you. He loves me. And he wants to hear from us. He wants to hear from our hearts. Pour your hearts out to him. I desire to constantly grow closer to Jesus and pour out my heart to him. Remember, Jesus remains the same. And when we are going through tough times, we can remember that he is still good, and he is helping us move through those tough times, not staying there, but move through those times, that through we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Like Joseph in the Old Testament, who came from a highly dysfunctional family, what was meant for evil can be replaced by something good. God can transform situations. Romans 8:28 reminds us, quote, "And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose." Today, cast all your cares upon him. He still holds you, my fellow believers. He will bring you safely home. Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Let's pray. And for those of you who realize I need to trust in Jesus on a personal level, I need to recognize that he died on the cross for my sins and took the punishment for me, that he rose again, conquering sin and death, and that we can repent and turn to him, rely on him, not on ourselves, because we could never do anything good enough to make our relationship exist with God. Let's turn to Jesus. Let's welcome him afresh in our hearts. And I will also pray for all of you out there who are going through tough times. I'm going to just pray right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to pray together and to know that you love us and want to hear from us. We love you. We ask that you'd help us to love you more and love our neighbors as ourselves. Lord, I pray with those, first of all, who have not yet received you. And I just pray with them right now. Lord Jesus, please come into our hearts. Cleanse us from all our sins. We repent and we confess you as Savior and Lord. We rely on you and ask you for your forgiveness and thank you and receive you and please rule our lives. We just believe in our hearts that you died on the cross and rose again for us, and we thank you and accept your free gift of eternal life. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. And I pray now with my fellow believers who are going through tough times, I pray that you would just help them to sense your constant presence in a special way. We know you're with us always. But I pray that you would send reminders to my friends out there who are going through tough times. I also pray for just every single prayer request submitted to Praying Pals. Pray for your best for each request. And we also thank you for the praise reports that we too often forget to praise you, and help us to remember to praise you more this week, and praise you, for you are faithful. We love you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Be sure to think about the faithfulness of God. If you would like to memorize one of the verses I read today, there's a version available of this program, which you can certainly access. And, you know, just look it up in your concordance about faithful, because he is faithful, and there are so many verses that mention how he is faithful. So, remember, you are loved. Jesus is with you. If you have prayer requests, feel free to send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And also, feel free to let the station know how much you appreciate that they air this program. I'm so grateful that they do that. And thank you for listening. Let's remember to thank God also for listening. God bless you, my friends.